I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a shout out to a lady called Adele McCarthy in Finglas South, because Adele McCarthy in Finglas South is the latest winner of an Opinions Matter travel mug. It's our latest merchandise. And Adele, congratulations to you. You have just won yourself one of our travel mugs, and we will be popping it in the post to you this afternoon. And keep listening to the Opinions Matter podcast, because we have a lot more of our exclusive branded Opinions Matter travel mugs to give away over the coming weeks. But once again, Adele McCarthy in Finglas South is today's winner of an Opinions Matter travel mug. Well done to you. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Gardaí have said they're investigating claims by a paedophile hunter group of sexual communications involving a Limerick man and whom he believed to be a 13-year-old girl. But the Gardaí have expressed concerns around the legality of such interactions and the potential for violence and harm being caused to persons. Now, the man was approached by members of a group identifying itself as Justice Reborn at a village in County Limerick. Now, Gardaí say they're aware of the alleged incident back at the start of the month, and said their inquiries are ongoing. No arrests have been made at this time. Investigations are ongoing. However, and this is really what we want to talk about, Gardaí said approaches made by two individuals by private groups were a cause of concern for An Garda Síochána and for other police services. The group's interaction with the man in County Limerick was recorded and streamed online by Justice Reborn's Facebook page and shared online by other similar groups. So basically, this raises the question of people basically taking the law into their own hands and hunting down paedophiles in sting operations. Let me just play you a little bit of the audio from this particular incident in Limerick. It'll give you an idea. Nobody's identified here. Just have a listen to the way in which this group approached an individual in Limerick.
So, can you tell me why you were speaking to a 13-year-old child? What do you mean you don't know? You added this child. So, you want to elaborate on that now a little bit? Like, he had plenty to say to the child, so
just remember, we've seen all these logs. So we tell us the truth.
We know everything that you've said.
Your reflection on the glass, so sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
So now it's time to quit the act and start speaking this truly. Okay? Because there's no fooling around here. The guard will be called. Right. And this man told you, as you told you that.
Right from the get-go, you asked the child where she was from and what age she was. And you asked the child if she was single and on a certain app. Yeah? And then you sent your phone number to the child. And then went straight over to another app. And straight away, you asked for a photo. Yeah, and asked her, was she single? Are you single, baby? Right. Why would you be calling a child that's not yours baby? We're just outside here now, and drivers after ringing the Gardaí there again. The family have gone in there now to him. Just to check on him and make sure he doesn't do anything silly. And as I explained, I'm not sure if it's his sister or sister-in-law. You know, the reasons why we don't want him going back into the property in case he'd harm himself or delete evidence off the phone. So, like that, we're just waiting here now for the Gardaí to arrive, and we'll give you an update then when we know. Okay.
So that is just an extract of what was a two-hour-long live video on Facebook from this group called themselves Justice Reborn. And the question we're asking is, do you support groups like this basically tracking down paedophiles in this way? Because the Gardaí have said the activity engaged in and the manner of confrontation between such groups and their targets has the potential for violence and could result in harm to the people present. There are concerns over the legality of the actions and the manner in which such groups operate and how they interact with their chosen targets prior to and during the arranged meeting has the potential to affect future criminal proceedings. So basically,
by putting the video up on Facebook for thousands of people to see, you could jeopardize any possible case.
And that's exactly what the guards are saying. So they're questioning the legality. They're querying how these groups are operating, and they're concerned about these groups operating. Okay. Anyway, the question we're asking is, do you support these sorts of groups and the activity that they're up to in mounting these sting operations, which basically traps these paedophiles?
Now, the Gardaí do have a... obviously people have been commenting on our social media pages for the last 2 hours about this, and I just want to address a couple of points that were brought up. First of all, there were lots of people saying these are doing a great job, which they are, by the way. Absolutely. But that fella taking time out of his own day to catch dirty alleged paedophiles, fair play to him. Absolutely. And people were saying, yeah, it's much better because they won't, if they go to court, they won't get justice because judges will let them off. Now, can I just remind you guys, it doesn't matter who nabs a paedophile, whether it's the Gardaí or whether it's paedophile hunters.
As long as they're nabbed.
No, but they all still end up in the same court. You know what I mean? So this argument that, oh, when they go in front of Judge Nolan, they're getting off. That's what people are saying. These people, when they're nabbed in that sting operation, will still end up in the court. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be caught anymore.
Okay, I'll tell you what my main issue with this whole thing is as follows. Why do these groups feel the need, and this is nothing new, by the way, this has gone on for years with not just this group, with other groups, why do they feel the need to broadcast the whole thing live on Facebook?
Okay, yeah, I have an issue with that.
That is my issue. That is my main issue. And the reason I have an issue with it,
because they have the video, they have the evidence there that they can hand over to the Gardaí.
Correct.
And the problem is, if they got it wrong, can you imagine what that would do to someone? Imagine they knocked on your door by mistake. Now, I don't know what things they do to track down these people. I know they set up sock puppet accounts, where they have fake accounts. And they obviously go on to the likes of Snapchat or whatever, chat to girls.
So they go on and they pretend to be teenage girls to entrap these guys. And
then obviously at some stage during the sting operation, they say to the dirty paedophile or the alleged paedophile, where do you live? And I'll come and see you. And then these dirty bastards, being stupid, give their address, and that's how it happens.
Okay, so my main issue, my only real issue with this is the broadcasting of these sting operations live on Facebook, and I'll tell you why. Because I firmly believe that these videos could prejudice any potential trial. Yes, it is great if they get somebody. Yes, it is brilliant if they get enough information for the guards to be able to prosecute them. But if I were that person that was after being caught in this sting operation, I would use as my defense that I'm not going to get a fair trial because it was broadcast to 100,000 people on Facebook. That would be my defense. I'm not getting a fair trial. I can't get a fair trial.
So why don't the guards have a sting operation? Now, obviously, the Gardaí have a sex offender unit, and it's called the SOMIU, the Sex Offender Management Intelligence Unit. So they have a whole building of people that look after this thing. But I don't think the guards do stings like these guys. These guys are brilliant for doing stings. I don't think the guards
do that. I'd like to have somebody explain to me why the need for the live videos. because I genuinely believe that they're, I don't see the need for it. I think it's literally an ego thing. Why else would you need to do it live? Why would you need, because that audio that I played was from a live Facebook video. Not even a Facebook video that was put up later, live, it was broadcast live.
I mean, Jess is saying, who cares if the pedo is prejudiced? Well, we all care, Jessica, because we want the person to be locked up. And to prejudice a trial, someone could get off. So I want to see anybody that sends dirty messages to a kid, I want to see them locked up for life.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, locked up for life. But you're not listening to what Adrian is saying. He is saying...
And Sarah says, a fair trial, what's fair about being a nonce? Nothing, Sarah, but listen to what I'm trying to say. If I were that nonce and I appeared in court based on the evidence that this group had brought to the Gardaí, I would use as my first defence that I can't get a fair trial because 100,000 people saw me being exposed online.
This happens every day of the week. You see it with all sorts of courts. You see it with rape cases.
Mm-hmm.
You see it with sexual assault cases. You just have to look at the McGregor case last year. That he had a legal team will represent anybody no matter what crime you have committed.
Mm-hmm.
And their job, like McGregor's legal team, their job was to get McGregor, by the way, I'm not comparing the two crimes, by the way, but I'm just saying no matter what the crime is, a defence solicitor and barrister will do everything they can to get you off that. And they will use any loophole.
And again, Paul is after saying, to be fair, Adrian, McGregor was on trial and everyone in Ireland knows him. Yes, that is true, but nobody discussed this case publicly before the trial. Okay, this wasn't debated. McGregor's case wasn't debated. Yes, everybody knew who he was.
It wasn't a jury trial either.
It was a jury trial.
Well, you sure it was?
100%.
Sorry, it was the appeal that wasn't then, was it?
The original trial was a jury trial.
Sorry, okay.
But anyway, sorry, just to go back to the point. The public didn't debate the McGregor case beforehand. It wasn't debated on Liveline or on this podcast or anything. It was, that was all kept for the trial itself. In this case, this guy has been exposed and accused. Remember, we're all innocent until we're proven guilty, okay? But this man has been proven guilty in this live video. At least that's what this group believe. And that would prejudice a trial. So that's my only issue.
To keep doing what you're doing, lads, which they do brilliant work. Yeah,
yep.
Keep doing what you're doing. By all means, when you knock on the alleged perpetrator's house, mm-hmm. Video every single thing, video confessions. I don't know how legally binding, by the way, a confession is when it's recorded by a member of the public. I don't know the legalities of it.
No, I don't myself.
Like, if I get a video of you walking on the street now, admitting to sending young ones messages, I don't know if you can even use that in court.
I don't know.
But by all means, do all that. But the videoing on Facebook, the live videoing, I don't see the
need for it.
If it, other than it's just for clicks, isn't it?
And in my opinion, it is.
Because
my biggest issue is the potential to prejudice a trial. That's it.
Because I think it'd be a lot more valuable for these groups, who, again, I can't say this enough, they do great work, but I think it would be a lot more valuable for these groups to explain how the paedophiles got in contact with these. They're not children, they're obviously grown men acting as children, but what apps were they using? We need to be able to warn. I don't want to see a video of a dirty paedophile saying, oh, I didn't mean to send a message. I don't need to see that video. I want to see a video of how a child ended up having a conversation with a dirty paedophile. Is that not what we should be teaching people?
Absolutely, I agree. A message from Anthony said, pedo hunters get evidence before they confront the sickos, Adrian.
Yes, they do.
And I get that, Anthony. My issue is, as Jeremy said, keep doing what you're doing, lads, but why the need for the live videos? That's all I'm saying. Okay? Our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this. Let me kick off this conversation with a message that we got from Trish.
Paedophiles need to be caught, irrespective of which manner they're caught in, as long as there is proof. We're talking about people who wish to take away the innocence of little children. I think that if the Gardaí are not happy with the paedophile hunters arriving to the person's house, then perhaps one of them could be present. But I still think that no matter who or how it's done, that if they're trying to trap children and trying to destroy young children's lives, then they have to be caught. I think the Gardaí do not have the time and the resources to spend the hours I think it's brilliant that volunteers are sitting up at night trying to helping to trap these people to save our children and our grandchildren. And I think they need to be highly applauded for that. I think that it's very sad that when paedophiles are taken to court, the judges do not give them a good sentence for what they are trying to do. I think it's terrible that the Gardaí put together cases and then when they go to court, they fall flat.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Eric, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eric?
I'm good, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Eric. What did you want to say on this? Do you support the work of these paedophile hunter groups?
Absolutely, I do. I actually worked with a paedophile group recently last year with a chap that was sent to Waterford from New Ross. So he was caught in a sting. They had multiple pictures and videos of themselves that he was sending to decoys and also to 2 real children. They went to New Ross. They went to the Garda. He was arrested and he was released back to his house and then he was ran out of his community and the Garda brought him to Waterford City and left him down here and said nothing to nobody.
So, what was achieved then? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What was achieved is these lads obviously done a live video of the paedophile they had caught. And myself and a couple of other people here in Waterford, we went and we tracked the paedophile down and we marched him back out of our city and back into the care of an Garda Síochána. He should never have been left out of it, considering that they had evidence on him. And then just to move him from one county to the next, just for his safety, that's not right.
Okay, and where is he now?
I have no idea.
There you go. That's exactly my point. Nothing has been achieved by mounting a sting operation. Rather than the Gardaí investigating,
they at least know who he is now. They know, like,
but you know, nobody knows who he is. He's gone. He's
Eric,
disappeared.
Eric, what did the Gardaí say about the evidence that you guys had accumulated through this sting? Because I believe, like, the amount of evidence is amazing that you guys actually accumulated.
I'm not a paedophile hunter. I'm part of an activist group here in Waterford City, and the paedophile hunter group from the north had tracked this man down. They'd obviously done their extensive research.
Of course, yeah.
They sent us on what they had. They told us that he was after coming to Waterford City on direction of a Garda in New Ross. We went and we tracked him down to a hostel. We moved him from the hostel then in Waterford. This is all under the guise of darkness. We'd never even seen the guards do this. They brought him to Waterford Hospital. They left him in the waiting area out there so he couldn't be tracked down in Waterford City. And then when we did track him down, we tracked him down next to a park. We put him on a bus and we sent him back to New Ross.
And did the Gardaí at any stage say that the evidence accumulated by the paedophile hunters group, that it is admissible in court, it can be used in court?
Well, like, look, they arrested him. As I said, I'm not part of the paedophile hunter group, but they arrested this man in New Ross. They obviously brought him in. They had him for question. Whether a file was opened with a DPP or not, I'm not sure. But from what I've seen, like, this man sent his genitalia to children. And the guard are well aware of it. They've done nothing. And it turns out after a brief conversation that we had with him before we sent them off.
Sorry, Eric, you're saying the Garda did nothing. What evidence did the Gardaí have of this guy committing any crime?
The same evidence as what we would have had.
Where did the Gardaí get this evidence?
So they got it from the paedophile hunters themselves up in New Ross, who handed over extensive documents, pictures of this man was after sending in his own name with his face attached to the pictures, messages he had been sending
Jesus.
To children.
And Eric, right? Can I ask you another question? Because this is very important to someone like me who has young kids who will be, they're not on social media now, but do you know how, again, I know you're not part of the paedophile hunters group, you just had contact with them, do you know how a child came in contact, or was it a sting? Was it someone pretending to be a child?
So what happened with this particular gentleman is, well, gentleman, I won't call him that. Call him something else.
A monster. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened with this guy is, as far as I'm aware, from what the Peter Boyd Hunters had put to me, is that he had been in contact with two real children, and they had been flagged. Then that there was obviously numerous accounts on Facebook that was contacting these kids, so they set up a decoy account, and he contacted that decoy account, and then they went from there.
What app was it through? What social media app were these kids on?
It's Facebook.
Facebook, it's really? Jesus.
It's probably Facebook that, like, look, from that perspective, with the likes of these local guys, it's predominantly Facebook where you'll find about 20 to 30 different accounts in their name, you know, and like that, it's been extensive. There's more lads here in Waterford, in Kilkenny, across the country that have been found out by the paedophile hunters. So,
okay, but let me ask you then, when the Gardaí say it is on Garda Síochána's role to investigate crime and enforce enacted legislation, every citizen, and this is the bit I want you to listen to very closely, every citizen has a constitutional right to innocence until proven guilty and be subject to a human rights-based criminal investigation. In other words, the broadcasting of these videos live on Facebook and people allegedly admitting to doing wrong or whatever because they're cornered like a trapped rat, that is not a fair trial. That is not a fair legal proceeding. That is literally judge, jury and executioner on a live Facebook video. Do you not get the point that I'm trying to make here?
Look, I do get that in a normal set of circumstances, but if anybody needs their rights stripped away from them, there's people that touch are going near.
I'm not arguing that point. Eric, the point I'm trying to make is we want these fuckers, because that's what they are, we want these people locked up. And anything that could in any way prejudice the trial of somebody who is messaging little kids, we have to be careful of.
Look, I understand that, but we have to operate in the realm of common sense. So if a paedophile is caught sending pictures or whatever else to numerous kids, and there's documented evidence of it, that he's banged the rights on it. Well, I don't think a trial should be prejudiced, because this man is now gone live in public to let everybody know this guy could be living in your area. And actually what it does, it puts a kick in the hole to the courts and the Garda to make sure that these people are locked up, whether it's for their safety or not, to get them off the streets, to stop giving them 18-month suspended sentences when they're caught with 15,000 kids. You know, not only that, they come out with name changes. So these public videos are telling everybody, this is the guy. He can change his name, he can't change his face.
But again, Eric, judge, jury and executioner. Literally a trial live on Facebook for the whole world to see. That is not proper law. That is not the way in which we charge and prosecute and convict people.
It may not be, but it happens every day of the week when news stories break of someone being arrested for murder or for anything like that. It's straight off, it's judge, jury and executioner all across the public realm. And not many people would say anything about it when the person is actually sent away. So, like, I get the point, but, I mean, the video far outweighs the public awareness of these people far outweighs any prejudice of trial, because
so you'd be happy for somebody to have been publicly identified on a video like this. You think that's more important than actually getting them locked up?
Well, at this moment in time it is, because they don't get locked up for very long, so they get back out and then they go ahead and reoffend under a new name. Nobody knows who they are, because for their safety, their identity is hidden, and we always hear it's for the victim. You know, it's not, it's for them. You know, we see it time and time again where they come out with name changes, they get put in next to schools, nobody knows where they're living, you know, and then it's just somebody walking down the street says, hey, look, did you hear about your man, the rumour about your man? No, there's documented evidence of these people. It should be put out there. Everyone should know their faces, and the court should do their jobs regardless of the live video or not.
Having seen this firsthand, and we've all seen these videos, this would really, I think you're a parent as well, Eric, and speaking to you before, this would terrify me about my kids being on social media. Like, this is I see the two issues as being the same. And I see kids outside my local shops, yeah, all with phones. These are kids the same age as my young fella, 9, 10, 11, and they all have phones and they're all on social media apps. And do these parents, having seen these videos, especially that video that we saw, Adrian, earlier, that dirty bastard, he just looked filthy, didn't he? Who was sending kids pictures of his junk. And you see this, why in God's name, and I know this law is about to be passed, why in God's name?
Sorry, those laws are years away. They are literally years away before we have any. And anyway, sorry, just on, you were talking about legislation to stop young children being on social media.
Yeah.
In Australia, their experiment to ban under 16s from social media has completely failed, has completely flopped, because kids are so wise.
This is up to the parents.
Yeah, like, that's exactly the point. We don't need the state to intervene. We need parents to intervene, because kids are too clever and can get around
because
us.
Because I'm, after seeing that one particular dirty bastard there with the video, yeah, who was messaging, and I mean, you're saying, Eric, it's through Facebook. I don't know anybody under the age of 30 that's on Facebook now. I'd say they're using other apps as well. But looking at that dirty Yale man, yeah, and him messaging kids. Now, they weren't kids, but he didn't know that. I'm thinking to myself, any parent listening to this now, if you were a decent parent, you would take your child's phone off and throw it in the bin straight away.
But no parent's going to do that. No more than you're going to do that. You're not.
But my kids don't have a phone.
In 2 or 3 years, your young fella's going to have a phone. Are you going to take it off him and throw it in the bin?
In 2 or 3 years, he's 14 and he will know the danger.
These are 14-year-old kids that are being approached.
Well, then educate your kids that this dirty old man. You shouldn't be, like, don't talk to strangers.
Let me go to Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Niamh. What's your view on this? Do you support these paedophile hunter groups tracking down with sting operations these people and broadcasting it live on Facebook for the whole world to see?
I support the group, but the posting it on Facebook, no, because for exactly the reasons you said. I mean, every paedophile, we want every paedophile in the country locked up, so they should be. But it's only going to take a good solicitor to, you know, say, well, firstly, entrapment, because he wasn't, you know, if you pose as a child, he could just say, well, he wasn't talking to a child, he was talking to an adult. And your man, and then the paedophile, say, oh, yeah, I knew that, and all this crap, and he gets off. Then the fair trial thing, and again, he gets off. And also, the claim about, you know, everybody will know who they are. No, I wouldn't know who they are. I don't follow paedophile groups on Facebook, so I don't see the videos.
Yes,
yeah, so I don't know.
Some people will know who they are, but not everybody.
Not the vast majority.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. 100% I agree with you. So, sorry, Eric, just to go back to you, that's exactly the point that I was trying to make. I would much rather a paedophile be locked up in prison and the key thrown away than him ending up in court and using a defence of, I can't get a fair trial here because I was all over Facebook.
Yeah, but like we've already seen it. How long does a paedophile stay in prison here in Ireland? How long? The average probably is about 3 months before they're left back out into society. Again, suspended sentences left, right, and centre. So it's about time that the public were made aware of who these people are, so that when they do come into our communities, that we can identify them and we can take steps that our kids are going to be safe. Whether that's getting onto councils or the authority to get rid of them, or whether it's having a group of people that will make sure that no harm comes to kids, and no matter what that may be.
But the problem is that once the trial is thrown out, that means these people are free to go wherever they want, including leaving the country. So they'll leave the country because it's too hot for them in this country, and go and commit their hideous crimes in England, Wales, Scotland, France, wherever, where nobody knows who they are. I know that the jail sentences are not even remotely long enough, but at least they will be on a register when they leave.
And that's exactly the point. I would much rather, even if they're not getting a long enough sentence, and I'm not going to argue that point with you, Eric, but at least somebody like that will have their name on the sex offenders register. The Gardaí are aware of them, are aware of their location. With this sort of, I mean, you talked about how you grabbed this fella in Waterford and you threw him onto the bus back to New Ross. What did that achieve?
Well, look, he came from New Ross. He came from the Garda up there. So it is their responsibility to make sure these people are not in the streets, not mine.
No, I understand that. But still, you forcibly chuck the guy onto a bus. And
no, actually, it's actually videoed. I didn't forcibly. What we done is we had a conversation with him. We verified what we had been given in evidence. And then we kindly told him he had to leave our city because he wasn't welcome here.
But again, I'm asking you, what did that achieve?
Well, what we achieved for here, for the locality here, is that we have one less pedophile walking around.
But sure, he could just get the bus back to Waterford the next day. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, but now everybody in Waterford knows who he is, and that's what I'm getting at. So, like, we can beat around the bush on it, right? And we can look at the Garda and the Garda investigate, do their jobs or whatever else. But there's a sex registry here in Ireland that nobody has access to. So we don't know who's living next door.
Yeah, but the Gardaí are able to monitor where these people are.
They do, but how many times have we seen that these people reoffend and the Garda know where they are? They keep on doing it, reoffending, whether that's physically touching the kid or whether it's holding indecent images, it's the same. And they're continuously getting away with
it. Again, I'm not going to argue that point. I agree with you to an extent that people are getting away with these crimes, but I still believe that they are better off spending time in prison than not, basically.
I agree with you, but that's why I'm saying this. The point about it is that the lady you said there a few minutes ago that they can go off to France and reoffend and do whatever else, right? So it's about time that the public
Eric, because they've been driven underground. That's the point. Yeah. That's why they're going. They might run away to.
But this is the point in getting their faces into the public. They're not going to be able to go underground because everyone's going to know who they are. And it's about time then that the courts and the Garda do their job and put these people away for life sentences. It's as simple as that. There's no 18 months, there's no mitigating circumstances when anybody goes out of child in any manner. These people go into courts. It's not about prejudice. It's mitigating circumstances.
But again, I can't stress this enough. The defence of prejudice would be used by any clever solicitor, any clever barrister would use that defence straight away. And then you have him walking straight back out of the court again.
It's no different to him using the mental health card or any other card that they go in there that they had trauma when they were kids themselves. The simple thing is that these people should be put on show. The public should know who they are, their faces, their names, and they should not be allowed to go in anywhere without anybody knowing.
But again, do you not get the point that I'm trying to make here? That this is people taking the law into their own hands and finding somebody guilty without due process. We have laws by which to.
They're not finding them guilty.
They're literally trapping them like rats in the headlights. They're catching
these people with evidence, then they go and they interview them live, and then they contact the Garda and hand everything to them. But it's the Garda's job and interest to go through that and investigate it further and then bring charges. It's
absolutely, I agree. That is the job of the Garda, and in some cases people have been successfully prosecuted. However, all you need is a cute barrister or a cute solicitor would get these guys off because they didn't get a fair trial. That's all I'm trying to say. Stay with me for a second.
Sorry, let me just read out this message and I'll address this to you, Eric, and it's from Brian, and he says, I don't think those confessions would be admissible in court because the perpetrator, for want of a better word, wasn't questioned under caution. Mm. So therefore, any confession done to a paedophile hunter would not be admissible.
And by the way, some people, I'm not excusing in any way any of these people, but you might just say anything just to get these people away from you if you're trapped in the headlights like these guys are. Stay with me for a moment. I want to bring in some more of your opinions on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. Glenn has been in touch.
How's it going, lads and team? I want you to sort of lie in your listeners because I'm sure it's coming. Most of your listeners coming on saying they're going to defend these people down to the fucking ground without understanding the laws of the game of it. Basically, what these people are doing, they're trapping these paedophiles, they're going to record them, and they're abusing them. In America, there was videos going around of people being bed up because they're talking to young kids. For me, that's fucking stupid, because all that takes is for the lawyer to turn around and go, well, we're counter suing or we're counter pressing charges because my client was assaulted without a due diligence investigation into what happened. You know what I mean? So for me, I think all these wannabe pedo hunters on that, they're just looking for fame. Why have they ever really got the right person locked up? Really, that's all I'll say. Cheers, lads. Take care.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ciarán, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ciarán?
How's it going, lads? Are you well?
Good, thanks, Ciarán. Well, what did you want to say on this? Do you support these groups, these paedophile hunter groups operating outside the law, really? They're not, I mean, they're not doing it with the full support of An Garda Síochána.
Certainly in Ireland, it's kind of, they have law, the guards have laws that they have to operate within. So, but however, my point of view is from the English side of it. So a lot of the paedophile hunter groups that I watch, they do it in England and Northern Ireland. And only in the last 2 or 3 days before Christmas, there was a sting done and they stung the wrong fella. They stung an innocent man. He went viral on Facebook Live, and it was a 10-second video, a 10-second clip taken from a stream that was done about half an hour. And they were at a guy's front door of his apartment and they screamed at him. Now, when I say, like, it was so intimidating, and the middle-aged man was kept saying, oh, I have no idea who you are. I have no idea who you are. And
Jesus
there was
Christ. That is
absolutely.
That is absolutely horrific. And all I want, again, this goes back to the point that I'm making about these live videos. Whatever about a sting operation, by all means, yeah? My main issue is these live Facebook videos. I don't see the point in them. I don't see what they're trying to achieve other than getting clicks and shares. And again, you've just proven really what I was getting at. Imagine if that were you. Imagine if that were me.
Terrifying. I'd be terrified.
Absolutely terrified. And all it takes is a 10-second video of you saying, no, I haven't touched little kids, to go viral, and that's you and your life fucked. Absolutely. Fucked.
See, the guy that did it, like, now, they dress up in these kind of, they're like Timu bodyguards. They wear security and they have the whole get up. Like, now there are ones that are professionally done and they're calm and they have the facts and that. But what was said during that stream was, I have 100% evidence that you're a paedophile.
And this was broadcast live.
And it was broadcast live. And once it goes live, like they did it a whole. The team that did it did a damage limitation. So they were like, oh, we're going to release a statement. Then they started blaming other hunter groups. And it was absolutely horrendous. Now, if it happened to me and I was innocent, obviously innocent, I don't know what I would do, because my life would be ruined.
That's exactly the point that I just made.
Yeah.
Literally, your life would be ruined. Even if they take down the live video, once a video is out there, it's out there. And imagine, Jeremy, just put yourself in the shoes of that man. You're all gung-ho for praising these paedophile hunters, but they're not the Gardaí.
Okay, how often do they get it wrong, though?
It doesn't matter. Once is too much.
No, I tell you, Jeremy, only in the last week, 2 weeks, they've got 3 or 4 wrong.
There you go.
Because what happens is it's egos that get in the way of... When someone comes to the door and they're dressed up as Rambo and they're pointing the camera in your face and they're going, you did it, and they're not even giving you a chance to talk, that's where it goes wrong drastically.
And like you said, Ciarán, once... Getting it wrong once is once too much.
Yeah, 100%. Now, I say professional, like, there's ones that do it in a calm manner, and they would be having a conversation, but these guys that did it, they had an ego on them that was massive, and they just got louder and louder, and they fed off of this adrenaline rush that they had, you know. And, like, a lot of them, there is one, like, there's one, I can send you on information about it, but the one that's happening now is that apparently they brought a 14-year-old on a sting to sting a paedophile. They brought a paedophile, you know what I mean, to do the sting, and they recorded it live. Like, do you know what I mean?
But again, I can't stress this enough. My main issue, even let's say, for example, the one that they got wrong. Yep.
Yeah.
Had that not been on Facebook live or whatever, and the person eventually convinced them that they got the wrong man, that would have been the end of it. It would have been over. But because they're
doing... Yeah, but you see, we don't live in a society like that anymore. We have to do it. If it's not on camera, it's not real. If people don't see it, it's not real.
But, that's the part of the motivation of these groups that I question.
The need
to broadcast it live online. Stay with me for a second, Ciarán. Let me go to Dano. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How's it going, lads? How are things?
Good, thank you. Dano, what's your opinion on this?
You were just talking there about why they record and why they video. See, a lot of the times what they're doing is they're approaching them. They're asking them, say, for example, how many kids are you talking about? Oh, one or two, just this one. They have proof. They have video evidence. They have everything wrong.
I understand all that.
And it's only then they're confessing themselves. They're saying, oh, yeah, maybe it's five or six. They're showing them pictures. Is this you? No, I didn't send any pictures. And they have proof. Oh, yeah, maybe I sent one. Maybe I sent two.
I get the way they operate. I understand how they do that. I'm questioning why the need to do it live on Facebook. That's the only thing. Now, whatever about videoing the interaction with the individual as proof, it's the live thing I don't get. And that's where I question the motivation of why they're actually doing it. Can you explain to me why the need to do it live on Facebook?
See, what they're doing is they're using fake names. They're not going to use their real name contacting these children. And when they have their faces, then it's out for the public. Like, if this is happening...
No. Dano, I understand how the sting operation works, okay? That's not my question. I don't have an issue with that. My question and my issue is, why Facebook Live?
Well, look, I agree that they should be doing it live. Look, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
You agree that they should be doing it live. Why? Tell me why. What's the difference between rocking up to that interaction with that individual and videoing the whole thing as proof? I really need to know why it has to be done on Facebook Live.
It's hard to answer, really, right there in a way.
There is no answer to it. There is no logic. And I've yet to hear somebody explaining to me why it is so important.
Yeah, like, I agree. It could be put up at a later date once.
That's exactly my point.
By the time it goes through court, by the time it goes through everything, you're talking 2 or 3 years. And in the meantime, they could have approached 100 kids.
I've seen some groups put up a video of, here's John. John was jailed today. This is when we caught him a year ago. Okay, that's fine. Use the video for that. But it's the live thing. Nobody can give me a good enough reason why it's being done live. Nobody. Not one person has.
There's other decoys coming on in the meantime saying, yes, we've approached him. We have him on 3 or 4 different occasions. If they're not putting it up live at the same time, people don't know if they're talking. Other people could be saying, yes, I've seen him. He's been texting this person. There's so many groups out there that are contacting the same people.
Okay, what about what we just heard a moment ago from Ciarán about the wrong man being caught?
I've seen it, and it was absolutely disgraceful. I've seen that life gone up.
Dano, this is exactly the point that I'm trying to make. You shouldn't have seen that. That innocent man should not have been all over the internet. You should not even be aware of it.
Every other group had to come out and not defend the group, but they'd come out and apologise. That group themselves never even came out afterwards and said, we got it wrong, or whatever. They just stayed silent till it all blew over.
And again, as a man, that terrifies me to the core of my being, that somebody could get it wrong and knock up on my front door with a Facebook video live in my face, accusing me.
1,000,000%.
And it should scare you as well.
Do you think they should just stop?
No, I didn't say that. I think they should stop streaming live on Facebook. That's what I think they should stop doing. For example, had they not been broadcasting live on Facebook and they got it wrong and they realized they got it wrong, nobody would be any the wiser. But because it was broadcast live, everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
Do you not get it?
I have a story about, there was a group of hunters. Now, I'm not going to say any names or locations or anything like that, but there was people who approached, who had evidence, everything, went to the guards, approached them, very blunt by the guards, oh, why are you pretending you're an underage person? Do you not find that weird? These things, they sort of shut it down before it could go any further. Now, there was a lot of back and forth with the guards about it because they were obviously saying, like, we feel intimidated that you're questioning us when we're trying to do the right thing. And there was no more really done about it. The guards were sort of saying, look, you've entrapped them, you sent this message. You have to be very careful of it. Like, you can't send the first message, things like this. And it never went any further, and that guy is still lingering around.
All right, Daniel, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Bill has been on to us.
Lads, really, really would love to come on today, but I can't on my walk. The paedophile hunters do a fantastic job. I've seen loads of them. I follow a lot of them online. There's a few of them around Ireland as well, which I'm sure you've seen. The CPA and Justice Reborn are ones as well. They do a fantastic job. A lot of people knock them because they seem to nab people with disabilities. But, you know, my opinion, that is it. They weren't that fucking disabled when you were sending pictures of things to the kids. They knew what they were doing. I think they do a great job. I do. I'm sorry, you know, they're doing the work of what the guards should be doing. And the amount that they're catching, it's absolutely scary. It's really, really, really scary. I look forward to listening to this podcast on the way home, lads. I've never missed one as I do every day. But I think they do a great job, and nobody will, you know, make me think any differently. They do fabulous work. I don't care what anyone says. They don't get paid. They don't get fuel allowance or anything like that. They do it all off their own back. And I think what they do is brilliant.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Just as well, Adrian. Because I tell you what, you're annoying me.
Why am I annoying you?
There. Why?
No, I'll tell you why. Sorry, okay. John. I've only one question. And my only one question
And I've got to tell you now. I'm not going to say it 100 times.
It's why the Facebook Live. Yeah.
I tell you why. So don't forget about Ciarán Craven there from RTE, okay? Let's bring back there a few years ago. Ciarán Craven travelled, as we all know, he's RTE, he travelled to the UK, and a sting operation was set up in the UK by one of these teams, and he was caught by the bollocks, okay? And if ever anybody knows who Ciarán Craven is, they should know he was an RTE. So anyway, he was caught and he pled guilty. And then he pled guilty here as well. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
So there's the reason why I'm going to tell you.
Sorry, John. Somebody like Ciarán Craven or any of these people who have been caught can still be caught without being on Facebook Live.
There, and here's the thing. They have the video footage. I'm going to say this, Adrian. You keep asking why. It exposes them. It tells the whole country who they are, where they're living, where they're from. Okay, you're seeing there what's going on there. That gentleman that was talking to earlier on, he was saying that the Gardaí, how much the Gardaí give a fuck? And you're saying, oh, did the Gardaí deal with it? What the fuck are the Gardaí going to do? A fair play to these groups, as that gentleman said there. You know, they're doing the Gardaí's job, and a better job than the Gardaí will ever do. These are exposing these people for who they are. What did the Gardaí do? Arrest them? Let them go? And he fucks off out of the water? No, you couldn't write this shit if you tried. Seriously. Couldn't make it up, lads.
John, you still haven't given me a justification.
I have given you a very, very good reason. Yeah, Ciarán Craven. I have, of course you have. No, I answered your question here and then.
Ciarán Craven could have been caught anyhow. That's the point I'm making.
But they're exposing him. And if exposed, you're led to him pleading guilty. You know that, and I know that. He knew quite well he was caught red-handed. That's why.
But he could have been caught red-handed on camera.
But the exposure of this brings it even more to the higher risk. And now you're going to sit around and say, well, fuck, my shit's all over fucking social media. It's YouTube. It's everywhere. Everywhere is broadcasting. They know who I am. They know where I'm from. I might as well fucking just go for it now and just say, plead guilty. And that's what I think that's going on here. You know, because Ciarán Craven knew he wasn't going to get out of it. You know, that's it. That's the reason why I'm giving you, Adrian. That's the exact reason why I'm giving you. Because if you're relying on the car, I'm saying to you, if you're relying on the cost to do your jobs that these groups do, you'll be fucking waiting a long time.
All right, John. If somebody like Ciarán Craven, and it is a good example, is being caught in a sting operation, and it's all videoed, and then all that evidence is brought to the police, and the police investigate it, and he's prosecuted, and blah, 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 blah. Mm. That would still happen with that video proof, and then
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm not saying I wouldn't. Yeah, but you're wondering why. And then after, after the fact,
when he is found guilty, then release that video. This is how we caught him. This is how we caught him a year ago.
He pled guilty to it anyway. This is what I'm talking about. But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, it shouldn't matter. As the one guy said, there's one of them lists there, but the public don't have access to it. What's all that about? Why don't the public have a list of
that is a good question. We don't have access to the sex offenders register.
Do you think the Gardaí are going to fucking do the job that they're doing? Again, I keep going back to it. No, they never will. They won't have the time, they won't have the resources. They're barely enough to fucking control what's going on in every county and in every country, or every county of the Ireland the world at the moment. They can't handle what they're handling already. There's court cases going back to fucking 2 and 3 years ago. They are never going to be able to do the work that these guys are doing. If anything, they should be fucking paid to do what they're doing.
Stay with me for a second. I want to go to Martin. You're on Opinions Matter, Martin. How are you?
Good, lads. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, Martin. What do you want to say on this?
I wholeheartedly support what they do. And I think that maybe they shouldn't have a Facebook Live. But at the end of the day, Their face needs to go out there, like, because
and their face,
the sentences aren't good enough.
Okay, but let's do this one step at a time.
Just rewind a bit there. About everybody saying their faces will get out there, Martin. I don't know about you. I look at Facebook every day, and I look at about 100 different stories and faces. I wouldn't remember one face. Put it this way, Larry Murphy. If Larry Murphy walked by me on Grafton Street tomorrow, I wouldn't have a clue.
No, I would.
I know he could have changed. Like, he hasn't been photographed. But I'm saying that video of the paedophile myself and Adrian looked at about an hour ago. Would you remember him if you? No,
I wouldn't. But Martin, again, the point that I'm trying to make here is I accept the concerns that a lot of people have about the sorts of sentences that are handed down to people convicted of crimes like this. Okay, I get that. I would love to see people like this being locked up and the key thrown away. However, the point that I'm trying to make is, if these groups were to video the interaction with whoever, yeah, and then that person is ultimately brought to court and ultimately found guilty and ultimately jailed for, let's say, 6 months, and he's back out in 3, that's when the video of the interaction could be used. That's when people can be let know, this guy was found guilty, here he is, here's his face, here's the video. I just don't understand why the need to do the Facebook Live video other than an ego thing. That's what I believe it is. I believe it's nothing more than that.
That's very true, Adrian. But as the last caller said there's some of these, any case, not just the case like this, they're not going to court for a couple of years. Like, so what happens in the meantime when they're obviously going to be let out on bail? You know, these people try and, insert themselves into kids' stuff. They try and get them in a situation. So we all know what happened with the scouts. People were getting into the scouts to get close to children, trying to get into football teams, trying to get into libraries, story times, trying to get
all
in
of
their
that,
children.
Yep.
So all it takes is, so say if, say, this fella lands at scouts, right? Simple as that. You Google his name or Facebook his name. Bang, that's him there. He hasn't been convicted yet, but you know he's a nonce, right? I tell you a very simple one, lads, right? When I was living in England, there was this fella. He landed into the church and he was marrying this one. And he inserted himself like in everything. So where I grew up in England, the communion stuff didn't go on in the school. It had to go on outside the school in the church. So he nursed himself into all of this. Years later, turned out he was a nonce. So that was long before social media. And it wasn't the first time he'd done something like that, apparently, too. That all came out in the wash. So if you have this in the background, if he got caught before, you'd know, is what I'm saying. And the sentences aren't good enough. I mean, like, and when they are getting sentenced, they're all, for their own apparent safety, they're all fucking lumped in with each other anyway. So that God knows what they're fucking talking about.
Okay, but again, one of the things that the guards said in their statement about this incident in Limerick was, anyone with any information relating to the potential sexual exploitation of children should report it immediately to An Garda Síochána, where it will be investigated by professional investigators. And this is the point that I'm trying to make about these live videos. I believe these live videos are an ego trip. There is no need for them. There is absolutely no need for somebody to broadcast this live. They should video the interaction by all means, but then bring it to the guards. I believe the rest of it is just an ego trip.
I don't think there's enough resources there. Like, if you, like, this is only probably scratching the surface. Like, if you think, oh, we're hearing every day in the news that the guards are stretched, they need more guards, they're taking in more than they ever did before. It's, and to train guards up into specialist areas like this takes time. You know, like, they're going to get, it's going to be years before these people are put to court. Like say, if there's 2 years, even a year, what could that person do to a child in that year? If you save one child by doing this, lads, isn't it worth it?
Yeah, again, Martin, nobody has really given me, even John hasn't given me a good enough reason why we need to do all this live on Facebook.
Well, so my reason is that they do it live on Facebook or even release the video is because there is going to be a lapse between they send the evidence to the guards, they arrest the person. It could be years, a year, 2 years, 3 years by the time they get to court.
Again, Martin, we have laws in this country that you and me and everybody else, regardless of the crime, is innocent until they're proven guilty by our courts. That's the basis of our law here in Ireland. It literally is the basis of law.
It doesn't mean that you're not guilty if you haven't been proven.
I know that. But releasing videos and putting this stuff up is literally making somebody guilty before they were proven guilty. That's my argument here.
Yeah, and then, Joe, you know, they were on about that list there earlier as well. Like, there's a thing there to say. There's a bit of a campaign, isn't there? If anyone's been convicted of domestic abuse, there's a list there. They should, for women's safety, they should be able to see that, which is fair enough. But I think the sex offenders list as well should be open to everyone to view, really and truly. And a photo fucking next to them as well, because loads of people have the same name. Do you know?
Martin, good
really
to talk
and
to you.
Truly.
Good to talk to you as always. Thanks very
Cheers,
much indeed. Let me squeeze in one final message on this from Damien.
Hi guys, I watched one in England where the person they went to had very serious special needs. The young fella went on like the age of maturity of a 6 or 7 year old, and his parents kept trying to explain to these scumbags who were completely abusing the young fella that he went to a special needs school and had serious problems.
That is dreadful. And I've seen other videos, and by the way, nothing excuses contacting children and everything else, but I have seen other videos of these groups approaching people who clearly, the dogs on the street could see that they have very severe special needs.
Well, that doesn't mean they're not going to hurt children.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. But to be broadcasting publicly somebody with special needs, for whatever the reason, is just horrendous, in my opinion. It really is.
And to everybody saying over the last hour, basically saying paedophiles should be put to death. That's, and you know, don't get me wrong, paedophiles are the lowest
and should be put to death, but it's never going. We don't have the death sentence.
And the same people who say that they are put to death will be the same people that will be given out by Sharia law, where people are literally put to death. So you either want Sharia law or you don't want Sharia law.
Yeah? Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified for the next episode. We'll talk to you then.